The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 417. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Brett Murdoch.
What's up, people?
And Brian Monjoma.
What up, what up, what up?
All right, what is going on, people? We don't know what's going on with Adam. Probably because of holidays tomorrow, the kids are probably just up late. So, you know, driving them crazy. And Chris is still recuperating. So, you know, shout out to Chris, man, as always, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, we still keep in contact. It's not like Chris is like MIA.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know? We still talk to him every day. Yeah.
He chimes in. You know, we pretty much chime in and talk to him every single day. He's just, you know, pretty much laying down most of the time and taking it easy.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, he he's recuperating stuff. So shout out to everybody who's currently in the chat. We got Paikuhan in the house. Logic Wins. Barry Byrne holding it down, you know. I knew it. There's Adam texting me. Kids still up. No school tomorrow. Martin Luther King Day. Yep, I knew it. Oh, man. So there you go. All right, man. Let's get into it. By the way, people, if you're in the chat right now and you haven't asked us a question, feel free to. Otherwise, this is going to be a very short show. We didn't really get too much this week. But it makes sense. There's not much going on in the industry right now. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Who's going to start off? Let's start with Dumeke. You know, Dumeke is in the house. All right. First question. His first question was, what are our most anticipated games of this year? And what do you think will get delayed? But we've actually been asked those before. So we'll skip that. But thankfully, he asked one extra question. So we got two for him. So we're good. First one, are the Steam Deck boys still playing on the system regularly, or has it become a dust collector? If you do still play on it, what has been the most impressive game so far? You already know who's the king of Steam Deck, you know?
And he's not in the room.
And he's not in the room. Yeah, Adam plays Steam Deck every single day, nonstop, and he's always finding, like, cool little hacks for it, new things you can do for it. He is a beast. You know,
just give him a handheld and he'll figure out all kinds of crazy stuff. He did the same thing with the PSP, the PlayStation Vita, and now it's with the Steam Deck.
So. Yeah, so he's going in. And I said this before, right? I specifically bought the middle version or the mid-tier version of the Steam Deck because I knew I would not really be playing it that much. I mainly really bought the system to support Valve and as a kind of FU to Nintendo. You know, it's like, no, this is the shit we want, you know? But I still dabble in it. I play at least, you know, again, like Torrance, just dabble in it at least once a week and stuff. It's more of a test bed because, like, I'm like, oh, does this work? Ooh, that's cool, that's cool, that's cool. You know, but I said this before. I'm like, I got a big TV right here. I could play that instead, you know? And I don't really play games on the road, but Steam Deck, extremely impressive piece of technology. I had to support it. What about you, Brett? Do you still play on Steam Deck regularly?
Fairly regularly, yeah. I've been home a lot lately. Working from home when I'm not in the shop, so not as much, but I'm also waiting for some new stuff to come out. I mentioned in the chat there's apparently a weird Pokemon game where, like, you collect Pokemon, but also there's guns, but also there's building and farming, but also there's factories, but also you can put your Pokemon to slave labor in your factories. It just seems super fucking weird. It seems like the Pokemon game that was somebody's fever dream, and I'm gonna play that shit on the Steam Deck, and then I'm gonna take pictures and tweet them at Nintendo.
Nice. There you go. Yeah, man. No, I don't think it's a weird reason to buy the Steam Deck. I think it's a good reason. You want to show the Nintendo, it's like, hey, listen, this is the shit we want, you know? Plus, it's fucking awesome tech. Every time I play it, I'm like, how are they doing this? you know. and I'm definitely looking forward to like I'm going to be Steam Deck for life. Like they keep buying, releasing these things. I'll keep buying them. It's good stuff. But I do wonder what the release window is going to be, like the cadence, like how many years, like 2 or 3 years. It'll be interesting, you know, because even right now, as impressive as a Steam Deck is, it is kind of dated, you know, compared to some of the other stuff we currently have, you know. But obviously, it's fucking light years beyond what Nintendo's capable of, you know. Try playing, or at least compare The Witcher 3 on Nintendo Switch compared to Steam Deck. It's like not even like close, you know. Mr. Carlos, are you still playing the Steam Deck?
Yeah, I'm kind of more like Tony. I just try everything on it. I haven't really played since the December of last year. I haven't played anything this year significantly on the Steam Deck. But yeah, it's, you know, I always appreciate giving money to something that, you know, is worthwhile. And it looks like it has a, you know, something that was made sort of. Labor of love seems too cheesy, but you know.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, but you know, it's something that I have in my back pocket all the time. I don't play it as much as like Adam. You know, Adam, we get videos almost on the daily from him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, look what I did on my Steam Deck.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, last thing he showed us on the Steam Deck was essentially looked like the intro to the Matrix.
But yeah, that was insane.
It was a start screen for his thing, and then it would like zoom in and made the music, and it would say Steam Deck, and then it's like yeah. So yeah, he changed the intro to the Steam Deck.
I think it's safe to say Steam Deck is the system Adam plays the most, like easily. Mm-hmm. You know, Brian, Steam Deck, man, you still playing it?
Yeah, I just want to point out that Carlos said that he's played it like December last year. I'm just like, that was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's like,
I should have said early December.
Okay. Yeah. I still play it. The Steam year in review thing with Jay came out, and like 51% of my playtime was on the Steam Deck.
Nice.
Easy enough. You know, I actually completed, I think, like 6 games on the Steam Deck. And that's awesome. 6 games through Steam, not including all the other games I played through Remote Play on my PS5 and also through xCloud as well. So it is pretty much just become like the de facto machine for games whenever I just don't feel like walking over, turning on my PS5 or PC. It's like, cool, just bring out the Steam Deck, just pull it out and play it. You know, simple enough. And again, because it's portable, you can play it maybe on an airplane, on a flight to Qatar, if you really wanted to. I don't know if you did that, but it's possible, you know. or even better, you can play it by a poolside in Qatar, because why the hell not, if you wanted to. So yeah, it's just great. You know, it's just like, just pull it out, play a game, and it's done, nice and easy. I still play it. Chances are I will continue to until the future. And funny enough, since I got my Steam Deck, I haven't even touched my Switch.
So. There's no need. The Steam Deck is the Switch killer. It really is. Like, if you have a Steam Deck, there's no reason to play a Switch anymore. It's like, there's no reason for it at all, you know? So
maybe well, like the Joy-Cons?
Yeah. I mean, first party Nintendo games is the only reason to play the Switch. But if anything else, really, it's really irrelevant.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And obsolete.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm pretty sure Crystal plays his Steam Deck. He's probably playing it a lot now, is that he's like, you know, kind of bedridden, you know?
Yeah, so, that would be something to, you know, if we find out when he comes back, that would be something interesting to ask him.
Yeah, I mean, we could ask him right now. But yeah, but you know, I think, yeah, we'll ask him on here. I think that'll be good. But yeah, man, as you can see, we are about that Steam Deck life, you know. As far as let's list down our favorite games. I really like, PlayStation guy's going to be mad at me. I really like the Spider-Man games on it. The Insomniac Spider-Man games. Yeah. Spider-Man Remastered is fucking dope. Miles Morales is fucking dope, you know. Like. Yeah, it's great, man. And I love the dedicated Steam Deck mode for some games. Like even Spider-Man has like just light ray tracing on it. I'm like, this is fucking incredible, man. So I really, really enjoyed that. And even Cyberpunk is really good on it too. You know, that also has a dedicated mode. Believe it or not, the games I've been most impressed by on Steam Deck have been PlayStation quote unquote exclusives. They look good. You know, like I would say God of War, the first one looks as good on there as it does on like the PlayStation 4, regular PlayStation 4. Like, I'm like, this is fucking legit, man. Maybe veering closer to the PS4 Pro because the frame rate's a little bit higher, you know? That's been my favorites. The Spider-Man, the two Spider-Man games, Spider-Man Remastered and Miles Morales. Brett, what about you? What's been your favorite game? Also shout out to Turtles, man. Shredder's Revenge. That's been a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
But what's been some of your favorite games on it, man, Brett?
Probably both the Portals. That was like one of the first things I went back and played. Rimworld on it is pretty good. There's another one I'm spacing on. What is it? Nope, you have to come back to me.
All right,
pulling blank on the last one, but Rimworld was the last little kick I went on.
Yeah, Brian, favorite games on Steam Deck so far?
Sleeping Dogs just runs incredibly well on Steam Deck, and it looks surprisingly good for that title. Nice, like I was getting like 60 frames on like pretty much max settings. I was like, damn, this looks really good on Steam Deck and plays great. Dead Space, also really good. Nice. Surprisingly good. I played Warhammer 40K Space Marine like towards the end of the year. Also okay. The menus were kind of a bit funky, but the game still played okay. So yeah, just go back to like the PS3 days, and if it's on Steam, played on the Steam Deck, and it works pretty much fine. It's brilliant.
Nice. Shout out to the Drunken Guardian, our boy Danny, you know. Carlos, favorite games.
I gotta give a huge shout out to Shredder's Revenge.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, we played it all together. And
yeah,
it
beat the whole game in one sitting, man. It was awesome.
It was really fun, man. Really enjoyed it. Got to give shout outs to Legend of Heroes, Trails in the Sky 2. Oh, I played a bit of it on the Steam Deck.
Riku,
excuse me.
Shout out to Riku. You know, doesn't platinum games anymore. I need to get him back to that. Any third party game, and I do want to give a shout out. You know, I played
Stop. Have we tried Burnout on this thing yet?
Paradise.
I have not.
I think we got homework, boys.
Oh.
Anyway, Carlos, sorry, but I just thought I've been a whole lot. Because Brian said PS3 games. I'm thinking my favorite PS3 games. Hold on. Burnout Paradise is on this shit.
Mm-hmm. Remastered.
Excuse me? All right, yep. Anyway, go on, man.
I could go back and play the good Infamous.
Yeah. Unfortunately huge, not, because, no, they don't. It's not on PC.
Huge shout out to a random-ass game that I played a couple of weeks ago. It's not a Steam game. It's you guys are going to laugh. Uh-oh. It's 7-Up's Cool Spot.
That's you guys random. Remember that one?
I
do remember that, and that's fucking weird.
Dude, I used to love that game. It used to be a Super Nintendo game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love that game.
Yeah.
Yep. Love that game. The balloons, jumping, everything, shooting up 7-Up. Come on, man. You can't beat that. I played that game pretty recently, and it was pretty fun. Like, just reminiscing because, you know, thanks to the high seas, I've been, dabbling.
Yeah, I didn't even get into that. But yeah, like, that's why I've been dabbling in a lot, like a bunch of Super Nintendo and Genesis games and shit. Ooh.
Yo, Tony, fuck Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yo, we tried.
We tried, man.
Oh, man.
Hell, man.
Yeah, we tried that. One. Hold on. What is this? We got a question here. B.noop. I don't that's not even a new name, so hello to you. Anyway, have you guys heard of or played... Chain Echoes, great indie J-style RPG. And second question, what do you guys think of... These are actual questions. We'll get back to it. Let me slot you in next. Let's finish up Dumeke's question. But thank you, sir. Appreciate that. All right, next question here. Who are the top... Did I get everybody's favorite games on Steam Deck?
I don't have one.
Yeah, I know you don't have one. I think I got to rebodies. Adam, his answer is everything. Like he literally
everything
plays
I can play on a Steam Deck.
Does it work on Steam Deck? It's my favorite,
and it's butter.
All right. Who are the top five most influential people in gaming right now? Oh boy.
Oh, top five. Well, there's two
creators or creators or influencers.
Ooh, good question. To make you're in the chat, let us know. Creators or just like influencers or anybody.
If it's anybody, then it's pretty definitive the anyone, because there's two people right off the bat that are for sure two of the most influential.
Is one of them Kojima?
No, but he is in the running to be in the top five.
My reason I'm picking Kojima is purely because like half the horror games are coming out even now are still inspired by PT. It's fucking insane, you know? Anyway, go on. I kind of wanted to say, but somebody said it, you know? Yo, who said that shit, man? That's hilarious.
Drunken Guardian.
Yeah, Drunken Guardian, you already know. Anyway, you're right. Phil Spencer is definitely one of them, you know?
And what's his name? Jimbo.
Yeah, Jim Ryan is another one, you know?
Good or bad, yeah, good or bad,
yeah. Influential means, and I hate to say it, but I'm wearing the hat. I have to.
Neil Druckmann.
Yeah.
Who hates fun.
Yeah.
He apparently is getting a lot of inspiration from some games. No.
He likes immersive narrative. He still has said that they don't do fun.
Mm. Yeah.
That's official, people. His games are not fun. It's not just me.
Logic Wins says, whether you like him or hate him, Jeff Keighley. I would disagree on if it's anyone, but if it's like influencers or regular people that don't make video games, then yeah, Jeff Keighley's definitely on that list.
Yes.
To make it says influential from within the industry, not influences from Twitter. What about YouTube? Like, you know, what are the things? But I guess within the industry, but the thing is, you can be industry if you're a big time YouTuber. You're automatically in the industry if you're getting sent, like, you know, games and shit, you know?
Yeah, I think it's either whether it's from the people that make the games or from the people that talk about the games or everyone.
He says not any social media. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just go for traditional industry people, like developers and presenters and people like that, you know, reporters. All right, so we named three, right? Or was that four?
So it's Kojima, Jimbo, and Phil Spencer.
Phil Spencer, Neil Druckmann.
And Neil Druckmann.
Put Miyazaki over Neil Druckmann.
Miyazaki. Let's get him. We have to keep Neil Druckmann in there, unfortunately. But yeah, Miyazaki for sure, because he's now influencing Neil Druckmann, you know?
Well, I do have to mention this. There's two people that are heads of pretty big companies, one being Bowser and the other one being Gabe Newell. Yeah. Do they trounce over anyone that we've named?
Ooh.
Well, here's the thing.
I think we have to expand it to like top 10 people now. If that's
but I mean, here's the thing. Like, it's weird because like Gabe Newell, granted, he's not in the spotlight all the time. But you can feel his influence.
Yes. We have to have Gabe Newell in there. All right. We're making this 10 people now because
we're changing the question.
You know,
change that question.
Okay. So how many we got? We got six now. We got seven. How many we got?
We got Jimbo. We got Phil. We got Gabe. We got Druckmann, Kojima. That's five.
Yeah. Miyazaki.
Miyazaki. That's six.
All right. We need four more.
Bowser's number seven.
Yeah, Bowser, get him in there. Nintendo's still pretty big, you know?
There's three more left.
What about our boy, Todd Howard? Does he count?
Would say no.
Yeah.
Because Phil supersedes him.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so
true.
He's, you know, before he had most of the power on Bethesda, now he has just like partial, just creative.
What about Herman Holtz? I could make an argument for that. But Jimbo kind of oversees.
Yeah, you know? Jim. That's the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, because we're trying to go to the top. You know. All right, fuck it. We can just over six. You know, we got one more. All right, good stuff. Todd Howard's recently on Lex Fridman. He's a pretty big deal now. I think he'll be more of a big deal when Starfield actually comes out.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But now Phil Spencer's above him, so you know we got to go for the top dog.
And I will say this, if Starfield is the mega hit, sort of similar to how they did it with Fallout and Elder Scrolls, then his status jumps up pretty significantly.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, good stuff. Good question. I like that. Moving on here. Okay, so here we go. B.Noop. Have you guys heard of or played Chained Echoes, great indie J-style RPG? Never heard of it.
Nope, I haven't heard of that one.
I have heard of it. It's one of those indie RPG things, and to me it looks like one of those like Nintendo Final Fantasy games. And to me, I don't enjoy that type of art style, so I avoided it. So yeah, again, that's a personal thing. So again, the game could be great, but I just have no interest in that art style. Sorry.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about it.
Okay, cool. Killer sub. By the way, thank you for stopping posting spam. I unblocked you. We're talking about influential people, not games. Yeah, Resident Evil 4 obviously was hugely influential, but we were talking about people, you know? All right, so yeah, okay, Brian's heard of it. The next question from B.Noop. What do you guys think of Square Enix trying to bring back the AA category with their releases in the last few years? Which games is he referring to?
I'm not sure. The interesting thing about it, because Square recently sold a lot of their kind of AA studios, like with Eidos. So it depends on which game. I don't know what direction they're going with, other than because all I can see, it's a big ass tunnel that has a big ass poster of Final Fantasy 16 and 7 Remake Part 2. So I don't know what else they're working on. That's sort of in the considered AA range, but yeah, if they do more AA games, I'll be for it. We need more AA games.
Yeah, because right now we only really get AAAs and indies. There's no stuff in the middle anymore. You know, that's something we've kind of complained about for a while. So, I don't know what games specifically you're referring to, but yeah, mate, bring them. Let's go. You know. All right. Next up, we got Drunken Guardian. He got a question here. Genuinely curious what you guys think of Konami trying to make a comeback with a flood of Silent Hill games and a tease on future Metal Gear news this week. Manny, you're the Metal Gear guy. What's going on? What's the news that's happening?
I don't know. I don't know anything about.
Is it the usual bullshit?
I don't know anything.
Here we go again.
I don't know anything about teases. But to be honest, there's constantly silly rumors about there being a new Metal Gear. I would say this: if there's any sort of Metal Gear news, it'll probably be that all the Metal Gear games are now available on all digital stores.
Yeah.
Because if you remember, maybe about 2020 or 2021, all of the games were all pulled off of every store except for Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. It's because of they had to solve a bunch of the legal issues of those games. Legal issues, what I mean is like tracing, you know, essentially in order to put out game. It's the same thing that happened with Alan Wake. Where there was a bunch of music that was used for that were created by other people. Usually, those things have a limited sort of contract or how long they could be used or how long they could be available. So they have to solve those. If they have any footage that they're using that's not, you know, was not created by the internal studio, that has to be, you know, squared away. So, you know, who knows?
All right. Yeah. So we don't know.
I mean, he's the
again, we've talked about this whole Silent Hills thing and Konami and Metal Gear for like years now. So, you know, I mean, now they're finally our release of Silent Hill games or whatever remasters.
Well, but the thing about it is, it's not really them developing it.
No, it's not.
They're hiring a bunch of other studios. Now, I know that those guys that made what was that game? What the hell was that game that they did?
I already got more specific.
It was a formerly an Xbox exclusive. What was that name of that one?
Scalebound?
No. It was a horror game that was like one of the original early somewhat exclusives. It was like a horror game. Yeah, the Bloober Team guys.
Medium.
Yeah, they did the Medium. Those guys, yeah. Bloober Team. Like there's a lot of it's good that they have a thing to follow, but. A lot of people don't really care for their games, so we'll see.
Yeah.
And then they have two other companies developing games, so who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. Real quick, Beat Up was referring to games like Valkyrie, Octopath, and Diofield Chronicles. Yeah, I guess you consider those double E games. Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
My answer stands. Yeah, keep them coming.
I was going through Steam and just looking at what they published last year, and it's a lot more than I thought. Like, did you know that Crisis Core came out last year?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the remake.
I had no idea.
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's like a good, like, meaty chunk of games, kind of like one every 2 months or so. So, yeah, they released quite a lot of them.
I think it came out like when you were playing your Steam Deck abroad.
December 13th. So, yeah, it pretty much was. But the two that I know that I've been looking to buy into is Harvestella and Valkyrie Elysium.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've heard of that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ooh. Square doing good.
And the Octopath, I mean, we've gotten two Octopaths now. If it wasn't for that voice acting, I swear I would love that game.
Hmm. Can you turn that off? Just turn, make it old school, or it's just text? It's just text?
Yeah. Remember, like, the older guys, then, like, like a kid.
Yep.
Hilarious. All right, man, good stuff. Moving on here. Mob hits. All right, first question. Does Ubisoft deserve to be ridiculed by gaming industry heads like it is now? Will they be acquired this year? I don't know what he's referring to. Have industry people been criticizing Ubisoft lately?
Well, they recently had that thing with Guillemot where he essentially told his employees, like, yo, this is make or break, essentially, to all of his employees.
It's where he said, like, it's on you guys to make games better. It's like, woo. So is that why people are criticizing him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, Ubisoft, it seems like they've been on the downhill trajectory.
Man, you know, if Adam's there, no,
they got the Division. They got
the Division. You know, you're right. Okay, so we got back.
All they need to do is put it in New York and then back.
That's it. So, yeah, there's that. Because Assassin's Creed Mirage was delayed until, like, August. Was supposed to be out like early this year, I believe. And then Skull and Bones is like, all right, we're delaying this motherfucking game for the sixth time. And then they canceled three unannounced games, right? So Ubisoft, I don't know.
They be soft. And then
we
talked about this last week. It's like, where the hell is Rayman?
Yeah. Oh, no.
No Rayman.
No Prince of Persia. That got delayed too. Prince of Persia. And we're
Tony. No Splinter Cell.
I know they announced a new Splinter Cell, but we'll see. But those have always been the big three that I've been asking for years, right? Rayman, Prince of Persia, Splinter Cell. None of these fucking games, you know? But it can't monetize them. Yeah, because they can't monetize them like they can with the others. If they're getting criticized by the industry, yeah, I agree. They should be criticized. As for if they'll be acquired, that's too speculative, so we're not going to go down that road, you know? All right, next question here, also from Mob Hits. Which rumored games can we realistically expect from the big three, like Scalebound? You know how I feel about these type of questions, man.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a crapshoot at this point because we can't even trust actual release dates these days.
Yeah, exactly.
Where, you know, they release, Skull and Bones has been, delayed like six times. So, yeah, I don't even trust the actual release dates, let alone sort of rumor releases. So, yeah, I'm with Tony with this one.
Yeah, I'm not going to go. That's too speculative. By the way, people, we literally, like I said at the top of the show, we didn't get a lot of questions this week. If you don't want us to end the show in about 15 minutes, start asking questions. We only got two questions left, you know. So remember what we said, the length of the show is dictated by you guys. So, yeah, if you have any more video game questions, ask us now or forever hold your peace. Moving on here, Logic Wins, who's been joining us tonight. Shout out to Logic Wins, as always. All right, with The Last of Us premiering tonight, the TV show, I'd like to ask a video game adaptation question. Which actors would you choose to play your top three favorite video game characters and why?
Top video game character.
And the actors. My thing is, since I don't really know modern actors, I kind of can't, like, chime in on this. Like, you know, I can't be like, oh, Timothy Dalton as Solid Snake. Like, that guy's fucking old, you know.
Well, Timothy Dalton is too British to be solid snake.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to name guys like that. I still say Timothy Dalton would have been an awesome Iron Man.
Yeah, he would have been a good Iron Man. But that was a casting that, what's-his-face did, you know, Alex Ross.
Yeah.
You know, and the professor, you know, from Gilligan's Isle was Reed Richards.
Yeah. But like, for example, like, okay, I'll try here. Kratos, I think Batista would do a good job, man.
Yeah, I'll go with Batista.
Batista is like, you wouldn't think it, but he's a really good actor, you know?
No, he's good.
And I read this one interview with him recently. He said the reason he's looking forward to getting away from being Drax is because he wants to expand. He's taking the art very seriously. I can respect that, you know? So yeah, I think Dave Bautista would be a fantastic Kratos. You know, I think he would really, like, not only the physicality, but I think he could bring that emotion out too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, him for sure.
I will have to mention this though. Is Bautista too old to play Kratos? Because, you know,
he could play, you know.
Yeah, if it's Dad of War,
Yeah, for sure. He could do Dad of War. And he's too old for this, you know. Even though he did play him in a short movie, I still think Nathan Fillion, fantastic Nathan Drake, man. He is Nathan Drake, you know.
Did you
see that short? He wasn't even acting. He was just being himself. It was perfect, you know.
Yeah. You know who else I would say for David Bautista?
Who?
Marcus Fields from Gears of War.
Yeah, Marcus Fields, absolutely. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, you guys should just chime in, you know.
Let's see. Henry Cavill is the Witcher.
Yeah.
He ain't the Witcher no more. What are you talking about?
Yeah, hey, that's a correct answer.
You know, I don't actually have a problem with them choosing Oscar Isaac for Solid Snake.
He would be good, actually. He looks older Solid Snake, I guess. No, I'm sorry, I got it mixed up with the Mandalorian guy.
Pedro Pascal.
Oscar Isaac, yeah. Pedro Pascal would be a good him too 20 years ago, you know, Solid Snake.
Who was that?
Pedro Pascal would probably be a good solid.
Pedro Pascal, if he was younger. Yeah, like those two guys are possibly I think they're around our age now. They're in their 40s.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird. Like now we're all actors,
they used to be older than us. Now
they used to be always older than us, but now it's like everybody's either our age or younger.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Just your favorites. You don't have to go like, you know.
Go ahead.
I have one. Chris Pine to play Shepard, Mass Effect.
Chris Pine. Yes.
Chris Pine.
Yeah, Chris Pine would be good. I was, for some reason, I was thinking Chris Pratt. I'm like, no.
No.
Yeah, Chris and Pine. Get him black hair and shit. Yeah. Chris Pine's dope, man. Yeah, get him to play Shepard. That'd be good.
At least this time, though, I would have to say his star is a little bit.
It is a little bit down, yeah. But again, this is just our fantasy casting,
Fantasy casting, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he definitely would have a lot of charisma for the character.
He'd be good, yeah. All right.
I mean, to be honest, they could get anybody to play fucking Shepard.
That is true.
You know, you don't actually need to be a white guy or anything else. You can just literally choose anybody to be Shepard.
Yeah, male or female, you know?
Yep. If anything, to be honest, I would say, like, if they did do a Mass Effect, I would probably think that they might end up doing a Femme Shep movie more than they would do the male Shep.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll make the movie.
No.
But yeah. The Batista God of War thing, that's great. Because I was thinking early God of War, like when he's trying to be the God of War.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, that doesn't really seem like he would, like, he's too old for that. But if he's Dad of War, that fits.
Yeah, Dad of War.
Batista, man.
But I'm saying, like, they had that dude from, The Northman? They had, what's his face?
Jason Momoa?
Not Jason Momoa. The guy from The Northman.
The Northman. Yeah.
What's his face's son? Shit. Skarsgård.
Skarsgård.
Yeah, that dude is like our age too, and he's supposed to be playing young. So I'm like, he looked pretty good. So, you know what, Skarsgård as Kratos,
but he looks too Viking to play Kratos.
Yeah, well, you know, he could play Dad of War.
Then he'll fit. He's like, oh, that's how he got there.
Ah, he just shaved his head and grew his beard longer.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else? All right. That's it. Let's move on. Yeah. By the way, shout out to the chat. We do have more questions, so this is good.
Whoa.
Good stuff. All right. Moving on here. Who is this? A sponsored question?
Sponsored?
Yeah. Again, the same guy, man. Very generous fellow. Romudeath, man. Mm-hmm. He is sponsoring one of Mob Hits' extra questions. So
the Mob Hits.
So his question is, rumors suggest the detachable PS5 disc drive isn't compatible with the current PlayStation 5 digital edition. If this is true, is this another example of PlayStation's annual toe dip? Will this thing even sell? Yeah, that's one of the reports. It's either a report or rumor, basically. The detachable PlayStation hard drive, that's a rumor. That the report says that it will not be compatible with the current versions of the PlayStation 5. That they're gonna release apparently, again, this is just rumor. This is what the rumor is saying. That they're gonna release a PS5 Slim. There you go, Mighty Nerd, PS5 Slim, that this will be compatible with. Because the PS5 Slim, how do you make it slim? Get rid of the disc drive.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. My question is, here's what this is all rumor right now. If you're going to release a system without the disc drive, it has to be $400, like the current one, right? And that's how they'll sell you $100 disc drive. Yeah. There you go. That's what's gonna happen.
Also doesn't make any sort of sense, because it's like, if you were to buy, you can buy a Blu-ray player, which I have an external Blu-ray player. You can buy an external Blu-ray player for pretty cheap. So what are they gonna gouge you on an overly expensive a Blu-ray player?
They did it with
the side.
They did it with the PlayStation 5. Think about it. Like a disc drive is not that expensive, but they charge you $100 extra. You know.
Yep.
But people are arguing with me about that shit. Like, no, it's gonna be $430 because there's so much disc drive. Like, Sony has never released consoles that cost $430 or $440. It's always. No. 400, 500, you know what I'm saying?
It's always round numbers. Yeah, but most studios do, most electronic companies do the round numbers.
By the way, none of the people that said that shit to me came and say, Tony, you are right. But just saying.
Yeah, you know why? Because they didn't want to eat no crow.
Yeah, motherfuckers. I don't know. Again, this is just a rumor, but if that's the way they're going, that's going to be interesting.
By the way, Tony, side note, if that happens again, if somebody, you say something and somebody else, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be like, yo, Tony, you were right.
Tweet that shit. Every time I say something, I'm right, and the same people who are giving me shit about it, they don't say nothing.
Where you interesting. At?
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad that they think that's the only thing that'll make that stupid thing slimmer. Because, what about that obnoxiously huge heat sink of there?
Yeah. Anybody else have any thoughts on this? Again, it's a rumor, so we're not sure. But it has been going around for a while, so I wouldn't be surprised.
I will say this. If that rumor, I'll give Sony the benefit of the doubt and say that this thing is going to be compatible with current digital PS5 SKUs. For the only reason that if it's not, it's the most idiotic thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Why the hell are they going to release an attachment to something for something that you already have millions of things that already exist that can use it?
Yeah.
Carlos, this is Sony we're talking about.
Well, yeah. I could see
two sides of this. I think, to be honest, I would lean toward the fact that they would probably do it. They will probably release a dead end, because this is a usual, you know, it would be usual for Sony to be so idiotic about something like that. This is like making overly priced PlayStation Vita memory cards and not using off the market thing because they want to get more money out of selling you proprietary memory cards. Watch this thing be proprietary locked down too.
Oh man, that'd be fucked up, but wouldn't be surprised.
Mm. Yeah. Again, Carlos, remember, this is the same company that purposefully, and it's and it's obvious that they did this, that purposely disabled you to use your PS4 controller to play PS5 games on your PS5.
Brian, I'll never let that shit go, man.
I will never let it go, because can remote play on your Steam Deck a PS5 game. And I did that with the Astro Boy. What are those Astro, two?
Yeah. One of those.
I did that my Steam Deck, and I... Yeah. And it's a PS5 game you can remote play on a Steam Deck. So there's no reason why you can't play it on using a damn DualShock 4 controller. And they did that just to spite you. They also made it so that you can't take over your PSVR games from the 1 to the 2. I don't know. To me, this seems like this is exactly what they would do, because I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I will say this. If they do that, man, they're fucking terrible.
Yeah, they'll literally be hurting possible customers. Let's say you bought the discless version, and you want to use play your PlayStation 4 games that you have on disc, or some of the 5 games that you have on disc on your thing. So you got yourself a thing. But yeah, if they just lock the door on it, that's kind of stupid.
And not only that, I mean, it makes more sense for Sony so they can make more money. that's how you make more money, by making it available for the systems that are already sold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be a dumb thing for Sony to do.
And the other thing is that they also this is early on thing that they did. Is somebody testing the PlayStation 5? They actually test that you can actually stick an external drive onto it, and it will see what it is, and you can actually play a disc on it, but it won't read it. But it says format not recognized, but it knows that there's a Blu-ray disc or a PlayStation 5 disc in there. So they probably already knew that this was going to happen, even that they were probably going to do something like this, like an external.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the way, I think that's going to be our main topic. the main image, a flatter PS5. I don't know. All right, good stuff there. Another one, B.Noop. Another one. What are some dead franchises you would love to see come back, and with studios? We actually answered this before, but we're not going to go down there again. Got a couple questions from Mighty Nerd, man. All right. First up. I'm not for piracy, but if Nintendo releases the Switch successor and it is weaker than the Steam Deck, would you bypass it and just buy the games and port them to the Steam Deck? Listen, I'm done with Nintendo, man. I really am. Because I had the Super Nintendo, right? And then for all that stretch of time, no Nintendo systems for me. Switch came out. I'm like, hey, they actually have a system with a good controller, the Pro Controller. I'll buy that. Still not for me, you know? So yeah, I'm done with Nintendo, so I don't care. Don't give a shit, you know.
I haven't cared about Nintendo in a very long time. I think the last Nintendo thing I owned was a DS. Nothing at this point in time has really attracted me to their thing. But I would have to say, because the Nintendo is using pretty much mobile hardware, using that old chipset. They've been able to do, this is slightly unrelated, but they've been able to do that, what do they call that? Use the RTX injection on that, and essentially introduce stuff like ray tracing and all kinds of other stuff into shit like Breath of the Wild.
Yeah,
so,
real quick, Logic Wins, and this is a good question, but Tony, what if Switch 2 smokes the Steam Deck in terms of tech? Nintendo does not do top of the line tech anymore. They used to.
Yeah.
They used to, right? But for the last 20 years, ever since the Switch, right? Oh, excuse me, the Wii, it's all been
It's always been old. It's always been old. It's always been, two gens behind.
Yeah. So I'm not even worried about that. It's going to be shitty tech, you know?
So this is, this is a prediction for the next, deck. The next Nintendo console. It's going to be as strong as a PlayStation 4.
Yeah, and then the other question is, what if the mob hits just, all the questions being thrown at me, obviously me being a Nintendo skeptic. What if the next console isn't a handheld hybrid, but an actual console? Would you buy it? The other problem is with Nintendo is the games. The games are fucking, I don't care for them. They're not for me, man. I like Mario, but I'm gonna buy another system for just play Mario? That's stupid. I'm done, man. Nintendo is not a company that makes games for me. That's just how it is. So I don't care. I'm done with them.
Yeah, I mean, again, I haven't had very much interest in, you know, for at least on my side, I haven't had any much interest in anything that Nintendo has to offer as far as, and then to be honest, like, they're still tapping the same old wells. You're still going to get a Mario game, you know, a 3D Mario game or a 2D Mario game. You're going to still gonna get a Zelda game of some sort.
You're going to get Mario Kart. You're going to get Kirby. You're going to get Pokemon.
They announced a Metroid game that still hasn't come out yet.
Yeah. Oh shit! Adam showed up,
Mr. Vale. What is up?
What's going on, man? It shows up,
Mr. Knight of the Vale.
Mr. Knight of the Vale. But yeah, we'll see. But yeah, I wouldn't buy. I don't care. I'm done with Nintendo. All right. And the next question here.
It's actually like a really good question. Go ahead, actually, Brian. I really want to know Brett's answer, but Brett's been very quiet, so I don't know what he's up to.
He's the Brett of the Wild.
He's meditating.
Because, like, he's the biggest Nintendo guy here.
No. Nintendo, I mean, I thought the Switch was a good idea. They really should. And here's the thing I don't get. Every other thing that Nintendo has made, they have made 95 different versions. I don't know why they're not wanting to do that with the Switch. But at this point, Steam has out-Nintendo, so pack it up and go the way of Sega for all I care.
Whoa! Oh man, the new baby out with the old, just like you got out the door.
Yep, sorry, we got a winner in the family now.
Oh, time to erase that the Nintendo tattoo on your and put Steam.
Yeah, right. All right, good stuff. Another question from Mr. Mighty Nerd. Are any of you guys getting the DualSense Edge, which is the new PlayStation controller? That's basically their answer to the Xbox Elite controller. Adam, let's go to you first, man.
Am I going to get that controller? No, I didn't even get the Elite controller. I didn't bother with that. I'm not paying $200 for fucking.
Yeah, that's my answer. Nope, too much money.
No,
yeah, man, it's a little expensive for.
As you guys know, I break these shits. I go through them. I fucking go through socks. Like, so I can't. It's true. I always got some other bullshit. It's like, oh, this button don't work. I had to buy a whole toolkit just to keep working on my shit to keep them up and running. So damn. No, I'm not.
It's what were they saying? Well, you know, I haven't I don't know. Like, so the one thing about those fancy controllers is as fancy as the buttons and all that other stuff are. They don't allow you to change all the skins and things on them, right? You're just stuck with whatever it looks like.
You can put your own skins and shit, but
no, I'm not like saying skins, like taking that stupid plastic and, you know, sticker and sticking on it. Not that shit.
I don't know about that one, but I know for the Elite you can. If you go to the Microsoft Design Lab,
website,
Xbox Design Lab, yeah.
Oh wait, so you can design an Elite controller.
Yeah, too? you can do the camo if you want camo. They have a bunch of different camos.
Oh, okay, because I remember because it was only available for the original.
Yeah, the Elite's there, but then that jacks the price even more. So I was like,
How much is the Elite? I thought that was like a $100 controller.
Oh no, it's like the lowest I've seen is like $180 around there. So they're not that cheap and they're pricey. But the cool thing is if you ever have issues with the sticks, you don't have to take the whole thing apart. You just pop them out and put some new ones in.
You'd be updating. The new consoles, they don't have any controller drift like the Nintendo ones, right?
I had that on my this one. Remember, that was the one when I did the Ultimate.
Oh, yeah, the
Anniversary one. And that was the newest one for Series X. And that wound up getting the drift. Remember, I did the video. I had to take the whole thing apart, clean it up and put it back together. I don't know how it happened, but it happened. I fixed it though. But yeah, it still happens. It don't matter. And even that one, even the Elite, there's videos online. You can see people have had the drift. They've had more commonly with the left bumper getting stuck. Something happened. At least with the older one, it kept getting stuck. And you would think, oh, it just pops out. Well, yeah, the button pops out, but the sensor inside, the little trigger, stays stuck.
Oh.
You get it? So when you keep pressing, it still doesn't do it, so you still end up taking it apart.
That's a little bit disappointing for a $100 to $200 controller.
It's just not worth it.
Yeah. All right. Moving on here. The last question of the night, people. All right. Mob Hits. Okay. Can Ninja Theory become Microsoft's version of Sony Santa Monica if Hellblade 2 is a hit? We don't know.
I don't believe anything anymore.
I don't know. I mean, like, you know, Senua's Sacrifice is definitely, you know, I mean, I don't know if Senua's Sacrifice is on a God of War level, but it's
nah.
You know, because to be honest, it's like the worst part of Senua's Sacrifice, to be honest, was the fighting controls.
They were not great.
They were not amazing. So, like, you know, the story and the plot and how they set up the world and all that stuff, that was cool. But yeah, the actual fighting was a little bit like, ooh, all right.
Yeah. All right. Well, real quick, because Adam, we had a couple of Steam Deck questions, so I want to toss them at you.
Yo, again. You saw that. I posted it. That was awesome. Yeah. So there was a way to
not even ask the question. He's already going off.
He's already on Steam.
Go ahead. Oh, no, it was simple. You know, are you still playing your Steam Deck? Obviously, you still are. Real quick. That's your most played system, right, so far?
Adam? So far, it's up there with my Xbox, but definitely I play it all the time. Like, I don't know if you can see in the back, but I have a little charger up on top just so I can have the charge cable. So when I'm laying on the couch, I can just, when the battery's dying, and then I have one on the side over here. So if I'm just sitting here playing, it starts to. So yeah, no, I enjoy it. I spend a lot of time with it. And I just installed Decky Loader. And people need to go look that up. Decky Loader. Awesome. There's all these cool little things. It lets you do plugins. So once you have this installed and press on the performance button, you'll see all the way at the bottom there's a tab, plugins, Decky Loader is there. There's a little shop icon, all free stuff, don't get worried. But once you click on it, you'll see a bunch of different things you could add. And one of them is the animation, so you can change your boot animation. There's a whole bunch of people already posted. So I found this really cool Matrix one, and they have a Futurama one, which is really cool, and it pops up.
We told the folks about that, the Matrix one.
Yep, to make sure that was cool. There's also one that is ProtonDB. Remember, we know about that site. Well, now that's integrated. So once it scans through, it shows on the icon on the top, the platinum, the gold, and all that stuff. And then you can actually go and click and see more info as opposed to just to the checkbox or the little exclamation. Now you'll really know based on the community who's playing those games now, as opposed to just waiting for Steam, because there's so many games that say that they're not compatible, but yet we know they are.
Yeah,
people are playing them. So, well, that's
would you say they're deck verified? That's the official name for them. I love that. Adam, I don't know if you, because I know you don't go on Twitter, but like, I love when some accounts, like official accounts, go deck verified. I'm like, let's fucking go, you know?
It's on.
Yeah, it's cool. Eventually, you know, most of the big titles are going to get there, which is funny because here it is. A lot of the big titles have anti-cheat software, and that's causing the hiccups for many of these multiplayer games come over, because that software just doesn't work on the Linux, especially at the OS. So hopefully they'll figure that issue out.
We just got another Steam Deck question. Have you, from Mighty Nerd, have you guys replaced your Steam Deck's analog sticks to Hall Effect sensor sticks? What's that, Adam?
No, there's more. There's replacements. People are taking it apart. They're replacing that. They're also
doing shit like that.
No, because there's no need. I mean, I have no issues with the sticks. I actually like these sticks more than I like any of my other damn sticks. It's really rough. At least the top nubs are very rough on the edges, as opposed to what
we're still talking about Steam Deck here.
That's what she said. No. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Carlos, where you been, where you hiding?
I think if there's anything, if there was an internal mod that I would consider doing, would be to replace internal SSDs. A lot of people replacing that and putting a 1 or 2 TB inside, so you could do that. Yeah, it just takes time, you know, but you could do it. And I don't know if I really need it right now, because I have the middle tier model 256.
Adam, any stick drift with the Steam Deck?
No, exactly. No, they're early on. Remember, while we were still waiting for ours.
Oh, they did a patch. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a patch, and they fixed that. So, thankfully, you know, knock on wood, you know, I haven't had that issue, because that was always my fear.
Yeah,
that was even my fear with. We have the Switch, of course, the Joy-Cons attached, and I had drift on one of the Joy-Cons also. But when we heard about the one that, with the Mini, where it was all one piece, I'm like, shit, you have that, your whole thing is, you know. So that was my concern with the Steam Deck. God, if this shit has drift and the whole thing is, but so far so good, no issues, you know. It's got what I don't use. And this is my question to anybody in the chat that's asking questions that have Steam Deck. Have you guys, or even in the panel, has anybody assigned any buttons to the?
I haven't done that yet. Underneath? I did it for testing, but then I got rid of it. you know, afterwards.
Yeah, I
it's easy. Get, it's pretty easy, so you know.
Yeah, no, I just haven't found a need to do it.
That's what it is for me. Yeah,
it's like, oh, what would I do unless there was something that was like two button combination instead of holding two button, just tap one. I can see that being really good for Street Fighter, not Street Fighter, Injustice. You know, Injustice, you have to press two buttons to trigger the specials. You know, the left and right trigger. I was like, well, maybe if you can assign it just to one of the back pedals, squeeze one, boop, go, do your special. I don't know, but I don't really use it, and it sucks because I always feel myself touching them. I'm like, I should be assigning something.
I use them all the time. I reassign my
top
shoulder buttons to the back because it's more comfortable to hold for me that way. Mm-hmm. Some about I must use the same tendons or muscles drawing as I do with those top two buttons because the shoulder buttons, after like all day, that shit just starts to hurt. So I flip them over to the back paddles, and it's so much more comfortable.
Isn't it like, yeah, it's because it's like the way you hold your pencil in and also the way you hold your tattoo.
Yeah, that's cool, man. The other question was, what are your favorite games to play on Steam Deck, Adam? By the way, I answer for yes at everything.
Pretty much. I mean, there's not a damn thing that I don't play on it. I just jump around from AAA to old games to indie game. Roller Drone is a fun one I like playing. I replayed Final Fight Beat 'em Up on it. That was fun. Playing God of War on there. What was it? There was something I was playing today.
You played the Spider-Man's on there, Adam?
Yeah, the Miles Morales.
Yeah.
Played Miles Morales. And then, if anything, I was talking to somebody about it. They're like, oh, what's all the games you played? And I kept thinking about it. Like, this has really turned into my portable PlayStation 4.
Yeah,
because think about it, I have God of War on there, I have the Miles Morales on there, I have that Horizon Kill the Dinosaur game on there, I have there's another Uncharted 4 on there, and then of course The Last of Us when that comes, when I cover that, that'll be on there.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's fine, but yeah. It's like to think about it, like if you have PlayStation, you have your Xbox games, you have your Nintendo games. You know what I mean? It's like it really does everything.
By the way, it's funny you say PlayStation 4 because Brian was saying that he's playing a lot of games that used to be on PS3 on there, you know, like Dead Space or whatever. And it got me thinking, like, yo, we got to play Burnout Paradise on this shit, you know?
Yeah, Burnout Paradise. Oh, did you hear? I don't know if you guys talked about that. Probably not. But the Dead Space remake on PC, if whoever pre-orders that or buys it, you get Dead Space 2 free.
Oh, I think I already have throwing Dead that, Space 2, but yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but that's cool. It's just interesting that they're doing that, you know? So it's like, do they not plan on making a Dead Space 2 remake?
Well, it probably depends on how much this sells. I'm pretty sure if this game sells well, they probably will, you know?
Yeah, man, I think I told you guys that, me and my buddy, we played Gears Judgment. We played it, and we didn't remember a damn thing about it, right? It was a whole new game for us. So I watched that new trailer that came out today that they posted, Dead Space remake. I don't remember all this dialogue.
Because they added talking. It. Yeah, because they added it. The guy never talked, you know.
Yeah, Isaac never talked.
That's what I'm saying. So they're like talking, Isaac, you gotta do this. I know, but I gotta go. I'm like, wait, what? What's the story now? You changed everything. And pretty much will be a new game.
Yeah.
With the dialogue. Yeah, it could make a break. Yeah, the story could be great. If not, it could be horrible. Like, damn, I miss when he was mute.
Yeah.
And he didn't do anything and just took orders, you know, because wasn't he just an engineer? He's not a soldier, right? Just an engineer.
Yeah, he's just an engineer. That was the whole thing about it. It's like, this guy's not a super soldier, he's just a regular dude. You know?
There you go. So I was really shocked by that, but I was like, you know what? I hope it works out.
But by the way, side note, the developers of Black Myth just did an announcement of their release time for that Black Myth Wukong game.
Oh, really?
They literally about 2 hours ago. They literally posted a trail, like a stop motion trailer, and then at the end it says summer 2024.
Oh shit! Okay, cool.
Cool.
Good stuff. Hold on. Go ahead.
Just jump back on the Dead Space thing, Adam. I know you are concerned, and I have reasons to be concerned as well, as I noticed that a certain character, she got nerfed. Let's say.
Oh.
In Dead Space. Tony, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, budget cuts.
Oh, boy.
Yes, cuts indeed.
Ooh.
So, yeah, so that's the first thing that I noticed. Because I was like, hold on, like, wasn't she like, okay, let me just go back and check. It's like, okay, they didn't have the budget to, okay, that makes sense. Okay, off the list.
Tab, you know. All right.
Unless one like mods it in, which I'm sure that they will, given that, that they modded like Mass Effect to include all those shots of Miranda back in. So,
but Brian, like, come on, in a game about undead space necromancy, they don't want to lose the beat on realism.
Yes, because yes, Brett, let's say that. Because they need realism in a game about shooting dead things with a space laser.
Yeah, you don't want to get shit out of hand. You don't want to portray people unrealistically. That's just, you know.
No sense, Brett. I don't know what I was thinking. Thank you.
I'm trying to remember. I don't really remember much. That might be a new game for me altogether. Because I'm trying to. I'm sure some of it will come back to me besides the gameplay, the story. I just remember two people always on another side of the glass.
Yeah, hey, yeah, that's the best place to think, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, they were so close. And they're like, we got to get over here. Turn this up there. Go turn this valve. It's in the basement. I'm like, why me? Why? You know what? I'm going to ride this out. I found a safe room. There's some food there. I found, because you find a cafeteria, right? Yeah. That's why you need to stay there. You have food.
Yeah, but if the aliens come in through the vents and shit, you know.
But man, there were some good moments. Was it Dead Space 1 that you shoot out and you start flying from one location to the other, like in space?
I think that was 2.
Yeah, that was 2.
That was 2. That was awesome.
Yeah.
You awesome. Know what, Adam? You know, gameplay is really good on the Steam Deck.
The original Dead Space.
Yeah, you just boot up the Steam Deck. Boot up Dead Space. It's probably like $3 now. You know,
I haven't. I boot up. It didn't recognize the controls. It had issues with the controls, and then I did community controls, and it was still having. I don't know. Maybe there'll be an update. But yeah, I loaded it.
Brian's been like playing it.
You had no issues with it?
Yeah, you have to change the control types, or else it's just fucked up. Like, yeah, it's really weird. It like, default controls are ass. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm like, what's the problem?
Older PC games, man.
But it was always with a controller, the game. It's, you know what game was not? And I tried to play Mark Echoes Getting Up, that graffiti game. So I was like, oh, I'm going to play this game. Can't wait. I haven't played that since with the original Xbox and PlayStation 2, right? I think it was a PlayStation 2 game. And it doesn't recognize the controller. There's no control setting. You have to use like the mouse and keyboard now.
Yeah. Hold on. We got another question for you, Adam. Have you watched movies or TV shows on your Steam Deck? If so, how's the experience?
No. I have not watched that. And I'm surprised also because somebody else was asking me about that. Like, oh, what apps are on there? I'm like, what do you mean apps? Like, you know, Netflix, HBO. It's like, yeah, I never thought about it. No, I don't think they're on that. You can go, of course, through the browser and then that whole thing. And that probably might work just as fine because, remember, when you go into desktop mode, it's a desktop. It's a PC desktop. That's right, so if you download any browser, you're using the same browser that you use on your regular desktop. No different, just smaller form factor. So I'm assuming it'll work fine because there's nothing crazy about it. It's as long as you have Safari, Chrome, Edge, I'm pretty sure Netflix, HBO Max, all of those run within those browsers. So you should have no issues. At that point, it really comes down to your internet connection. And that's it.
when the Steam Deck was coming out, I messaged Riku. I'm like, there you go, Riku. Finally, something that you can watch your movies in other than your Vita. He's like, I already got the GPD.
Now, that's a Vita. I never watched anything streaming on that. Did they have anything? They had a Netflix app, right? I think there was.
Yeah, they had Netflix on it, yeah.
Oh, did you guys see about that? Maybe not last week. There's a new exploit for the Vita. It's just like a one-click. You go to the website, you download this file, you install it, and it automatically jailbreaks it.
Oh, wow.
The days of going through all this finagling and get this document, convert this, connect to your PC, are done. You don't even need to connect to
the PC. The Vita is one of the easiest things to ever jailbreak in history.
As soon as the door blew open on that shit, that's it. It was over.
And on the current firmware. So that this is the first time it's like, oh yeah, you don't need an older one. Just go ahead, get the latest firmware, and then do everything.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so if anybody was still looking to jailbreak their Vita, go that up.
There you go.
It's out.
Yeah. All right, man. That's going to do it for us. Good show. Good show. Thanks for asking us the extra questions. And Adam, thank you for showing up. That extended things, which is always good, you know.
You forgot some questions.
The holidays, man. The holidays. The kids stay up and hang out. Went to the pool and stuff.
Yeah, before we started recording, like, you weren't here. I was like, yo, I like, tomorrow's Martin Luther King Day. Adam's kids are up. And you literally texted that like a second later. It's hilarious. All right. Do we have anything to plug around him?
Yo, Tony.
Yo, what up?
You forgot questions from one of our most loyal listeners, man.
I didn't see any questions from anybody, man.
Yo, man, Eurocar 9, one of the homies.
Oh, shit, I did forget about that. People were keeping the show going.
My buddy from the clan.
I had a mind to do these little later, but we got more questions. All right. Now that From Software has a new Armored Core game, is there a significant potential crossover between this and Soulsborne fan bases? Nope. Not a chance in hell. Because one's like fucking fantasy and shit. The other one's like sci-fi. Wouldn't really work, you know?
No, I mean, maybe he's thinking about the gameplay styling.
Maybe.
I think I talked to him earlier. I think he's more thinking about whether, you know, the Soulsborne franchise has like sort of a low end of people that are just going to buy into each and every Soulsborne game. And wondering if you know, a lot of those people will just cross over to Armored Core just for the simple fact that it's just a From Software game.
A significant amount, yes, because he's already said it'll share gameplay similarities with Bloodborne. So everyone's like, yep, I'm in.
Okay, I think I misunderstood the question then. Because I'm thinking like, you know, DC meets Marvel or something like that, you know? Okay, so you mean
you
like...
I'll give you an example. You know how... For example, Kojima fans, the ones Death Stranding came out, they all just flocked to play Death Stranding, even though it has nothing to do with like Metal Gear.
See, I'm thinking about like that one night of TGIF and shit, where like Urkel showed up on every show. Like, I'm thinking about that type of crossover. You know, I know motherfuckers don't even know the reference I just made right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? I don't know about significant, but yeah, that's gonna happen. Instead of people, yo, I love Soulsborne. Oh, they got it. From Software got a new game. Excuse me. You know, so I think so. I think this will probably be the best-selling Armored Core game. I'll tell you that. Probably because of that, you know?
Mm-hmm. I feel like he's earned the benefit of the doubt.
Agreed.
In the eyes of the community.
Yeah. All right. Good question there. And the last one, and I know you talked to Eurocar 9, Carlos, for whatever reason. So let me know if I edited this question correctly. Will AAA cross-gen games still be a thing after 2023? Is that the correct question?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope not. I hope not. I think Sony's done. I think God of War Ragnarok was the last one. After 2023, yeah, I think we're going to be done with those. Because think about it. A lot of games this year are finally current gen. Finally current gen. You know, I remember one of my followers on Twitter, he asked me, he's like, hey, Tony, what's your favorite game of this generation so far? I'm like, I guess Ratchet and Clank by default.
Yeah.
I mean, God of War doesn't count. Elden Ring doesn't count. Those are last gen games. You know, so yeah, I hope it's true. I hope we're done with this nonsense. It's too much. You know, what about the rest of you guys?
I still make it.
I don't think we'll ever be done. We've seen this before in all the other generations. There's always some studios that still release games. Like, what happens? Like, it was in production. It took 3 or 4 years. Yeah. We started halfway through. Then Tina had a baby, and then we had to stop production. And you know, then Jimmy went and got married, but then he came back and
he got the Rona.
And he got the Rona. So it's going to keep happening. There's always going to be strikes. Hell, wasn't there a Super Nintendo game that just came out this year? That was like some craziness. So,
yeah. So, yeah, we'll probably get a couple of stragglers, but I think we're talking about AAA games. You know, I think we're going to just get like current gen for sure, which is good. Yeah. It's about fucking time.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Starfield is a Xbox Series only game, right?
Yeah.
In terms of just the hard.
Also on PC. Okay. You know. It's not on the one. It's not on the one, which is good. You know.
Good.
So that'll count. You know. All right. Now we're done, man. Good stuff. Do we have anything to plug around? You know.
Wait a minute. Question, though.
Why is it?
What? Yeah, no, I just thought about something. If anybody still has their Xbox,
think a lot.
If you have Game Pass Ultimate, can you do the cloud, the cloud play? Does that
work? Yeah.
So there you go. So then they can play Starfield if they just have an Xbox One, if they don't get a Series X or have a PC.
Oh, well, not every single Game Pass game is eligible.
No, but the first party games are.
I don't know that.
Gears,
for a fact.
All the Gears are on there. All the effect.
Yeah, Gears is. I don't know if every game is, but yeah, it'll be interesting if Starfield is.
Yeah, I just don't know if it works on the Xbox One or One X.
I would assume that all the first parties would be, because why not?
Yeah. I mean, they ported. Hell, now a lot of the EA games are on there, like the Unbound and all those games. They're all through the cloud now.
Yeah.
And upgrading. They're trying to get that every game that's part of Game Pass is part of the cloud as well. Even though it's still listed as beta, I don't know if they'll know that.
All right. Anything else?
Adam, you got stuff to plug?
What do I got to plug? Yeah. We did an episode of I Am Negan, a discussion just talking about what we know, because Fear the Walking Dead is coming to an end, and we got some more info regarding Dead City and some of the other spin-offs that are going to take place. And so we just gave our thoughts. It's Elfridge Bailey Jr. and Carlos. So I Am Negan, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, over at the Coalition website. Check that out.
Also, We might. I don't know, Adam. Is it still on the? We might be recording something tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, it's all based off of if Rich is available, but we want to cover about The Last of Us because it's all related with gaming. And myself, Rich, and Carlos, we've all played The Last of Us 1, 2, and this is all based off of 1. I don't know if Carlos, did you get to see this episode? It was pretty good.
I'll probably watch it either tonight or tomorrow morning.
You guys are just doing a podcast on the first episode?
Yeah, we'll probably just cover them.
What time?
Well, I don't know if Rich wants to make it a weekly thing, but yeah, for sure we're gonna do episode 1 tomorrow.
Yeah.
What time?
We'll find out with Rich.
Let me keep up, because I saw it. I went to a screening. I may join you as a special guest. Right. Not as a regular, just as a special guest, because I'm still on the fence whether I want to keep watching the show, because my thing is, and it's not a spoiler, I said this on the Thursday show. Objectively, very well done show, good acting, good production values and all that. But I'm still kind of done with the zombie shit, man. That fucking nihilism and shit.
I'm done with
you.
Brits with me. Taking American jobs, American acting jobs. All these girls in this. I'm like, oh, what a great job they're doing with this Tennessee accent. And then all of a sudden you hear him after, hello, I'm from. I was like, what? What are you doing? They're all from England.
They took our jibs.
I was like, shit.
They took our jibs.
Taking America.
That's how it is. I mean, think about it, right? Superman, iconic American superhero, motherfucking British guy playing him, you know?
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore, you know?
Between them and the Canadians.
Geralt of Rivia, classic American hero.
Taking all of Hollywood jobs.
That's it, man. But yeah, I could join you guys for that first episode at least. I could talk shit. You know, I don't have much shit to talk about. It's just, although I will, there's some things I do want to get off my chest, though, you know? Yeah. Specifically, that comment, oh, it feels more impactful because it's not pixels. No. The game is way more impactful with that specific scene. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we will discuss that, you know? All right, Manny, anything to plug?
Nope, nothing to plug. Stay tuned.
All right, good stuff, man. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Join the Discord where the conversations and the rumors are always popping and rampant. Throwdown is on every podcast app on the planet. Search us for Throwdown Show. That's two words, Throwdown Show. Throwdownshow.com to listen to previous episodes. And if you have been watching us on YouTube and enjoyed the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when our premieres go live. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vale.
Keep Ubisoft in your prayers. Thank you.
Brett Murdoch. It's from Real Party People. And Brian Majoma.
Yeah, I feel bad for the people at Ubisoft. Not because they might lose their job, but because they work at Ubisoft.
All right, people. We'll see you on Thursday. Later.
Later.
Peace.